Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Your pasture-based data for the week is the average farm cover, 882 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The cover per livestock unit is 245 kilos of dry matter per hectare and growth of 37 kilos of dry matter per hectare. Demand on farms at the minute is ratcheting up a little bit to 45 kilos of dry matter per hectare. Pre-grazing yield at the minute from pasture base is 1900 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and the diet is 14 kilos of grass and 4 kilos of meal. Dry matter percentages for the week are 18% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 22.5% recorded in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 16.5% recorded in Moore Park, County Cork. Predicted grass growths are to be in the high 40s to 50 kilos of dry matter per hectare over the coming week. We would expect this to be higher. However, air temperatures are remaining cooler for the coming week, which will have an impact on grass growth. Soil temperatures are also being held back by this too at around 9 degrees. Rainfall amounts should be low for the coming week, with about 10 millimetres of rain for the west and the north and 20 millimetres of rain for the south and the east. But Met Éireann said this is very uncertain at the minute. The Grass 10 grazing tips for the week. Grazing conditions improved significantly again over the weekend with animals back out grazing full time. It is vital to get back into a routine of weekly grass walks and entering grass covers on Pasture Base Ireland to help you to react when grass growth increases. There are many flat wedges appearing on farms at the minute, with a high number of grass covers between 900 to 1200 kilos of dry matter per hectare, which is the result of a delayed second rotation due to the wet weather. Surpluses will appear on many of these farms over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Aim for a cover per livestock unit of 180 to 220 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit as we move through April and remove surpluses as they arise. On some farms, there is surplus grass on some paddocks that has been grown since late 2023, particularly wet paddocks on grazing platforms with grass covers of over 2,000 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The decision whether these need to be removed should be guided by what grass covers are on your second rotation. If you are settled in second rotation with grass covers of 1,200 to 1,400 kilos of dry matter per hectare ahead of you, then remove this grass as bale silage as soon as ground conditions allow. The weather forecast looks reasonably settled for the next week to 10 days, so I would not hold off on baling these paddocks. This could be up to 10% of the grazing area on some farms. Apply dilute slurry at 2,000 gallons per acre after bales have been removed, and these paddocks will have quality pasture back on them in late May. This week, across all our social media channels, sees a full focus week on spring grazing management, strategies for feed conservation in 2024, and increasing the role of clover on your farm. Tune in to our social media accounts on X and Instagram, at ChagasGrass10 and at PastureBase for more information over the coming week. Lastly, on this week's newsletter, are you considering reseeding or oversowing over the next number of weeks? The improvement in the weather has brought this back to the forefront of farmers' minds as ground conditions improve. Have a look at this week's Grass 10 newsletter to see our Grass 10 clover checklist, which will guide you in getting your procedures correct for both reseeding and oversowing during late April and early May 2024. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas public website. And the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.